ஷார்ட் அண்ட் இங்கிலீஷ் ஹை ஸ்பீட் 150 வேர்ட்ஸ் பெர் மினிட் பார்ட் டூ ட்ரையல் டிக்டேஷன். பி ரெடி. Fifteen seconds left. 10 seconds left. 5 seconds left. Begin. Speaking in the Legislative Assembly, an honorable member said, "Honorable Speaker, sir, I am thankful to you for providing me the opportunity to say a few words on the floor of the House. In the first instance, I would like to mention about the Slum Clearance Board. The board was started to remove the slums and provide those living there with concrete houses. At the same time, the scheme also provided for relocation of those slums from the river banks. I would like to mention that during the last few years, the number of unauthorized huts along rivers and canals have increased, especially in the urban areas. I would therefore request the government to provide them alternate housing facilities and protect them from flooding during rainy season. Secondly, I come to know that the Central University, now located in my constituency, is about to be shifted to some other district." Short and English high speed, 150 words per minute, paper 2. The passage should be condensed into a cogent precis in long and not exceeding 250 words using indirect form of speech and past tense. The number of words in the precis should be counted and noted at the end. 5 marks are reserved for shortened performance. Handwriting during condensation should be legible and sufficient space should be left between lines. Be ready. 15 seconds left, 10 seconds left, 5 seconds left. Begin. Speaking in the Legislative Assembly, an honorable member said, "Honorable Speaker, sir, at the outset, I would like to thank you for giving me an opportunity to speak on the supplementary demands for grants. You are aware that at the beginning of the financial year, during the budget discussion, honorable members of this house give their vote for sanction of funds for the government on planned expenditure. You are aware that in the supplementary demands, the approval of the legislature is requested for additional items of expenditure during the course of the year. In the light of above, I want a few doubts clarified. In the first place, it appears that the expenditure on supply of essential commodities for festival season has been included in the supplementary budget. In my opinion, this is a regular budget expenditure. I request the Honorable Finance Minister to explain during the course of discussion whether this is initial or additional expenditure under this head. The next item I wish to bring to the attention of the House is regarding the Industries Department. It has been stated that there has been unexpected expenditure of rupees 50 lakhs due to court order in order to pay interest. This has been ordered due to delay by government in returning lease amount to a company. It is therefore necessary for the government to take action on the officials responsible for the delay resulting in unnecessary expenditure. On this occasion, another point which I want to mention here is about the relief expenditure following the recent cyclone. As a matter of fact, no amount has been set apart under this head in the supplementary demands. I request the Revenue Minister to clarify whether this unexpected cyclone relief expenditure would be included in the next supplementary budget. I take this opportunity to praise the government for spending about 100 crore rupees for preventing pollution of water bodies. It is a source of satisfaction that this amount has been well utilized for waste water treatment. I fully support the allocation of additional funds for this important work. I would like to assure you that all the honorable members of this house will support the government in such matters. At this juncture, I would like to suggest a few things for the consideration of the government. I recently learnt that big companies are providing free mosquito nets in some African countries in order to fight diseases spread by mosquitoes. In the same manner, I think the government can get the help of big companies in Tamil Nadu for providing free mosquito nets to poor people in malaria-affected areas. The next point relates to power supply. I would like to bring to the notice of the House the fact that a major portion of the funds requested in this supplementary budget relates to the electricity board. It is therefore necessary that instead of just providing funds, we must help them overcome the difficulties. In this connection, it is my personal opinion that we can think about increasing installed capacity in order to have a regular power supply. The next item which I wish to bring to the notice of the honorable members relates to my Kanyakumari district. In my district, there is a unique problem. About 70,000 acres of private patta land comprising of plantations and houses within forest areas have been notified under the Private Forest Act. A lot of common people have been affected. In the light of the above, I request that private patta lands might be exempted from the provisions of this act. In the same manner, those who took part in the agitation during formation of my Kanyakumari district are yet to receive government pension. They helped in annexing many areas from neighboring state. I would therefore request the government to grant them pension as early as possible to help them in their old age. My district has a lot of natural resources. On the other hand, there are no job opportunities except in the rubber plantations. I would therefore request the government to start a large number of industries to give job opportunities to the people of the district. I would like to state that this is absolutely necessary for our progress. Honorable Speaker Sir, I would like to thank you for the opportunity given to me to say a few words in the House. I hope and trust that my views expressed on the floor of the House will be taken into consideration as early as possible.